Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Sisters and brothers, good morning. This week we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord in the Temple. And that is a feast throughout the whole church which honors and celebrates consecrated life. The men and women of our church who consecrate themselves in community with the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. So we welcome the many sisters who are here who have really promoted and sustained the faith with the clergy of the parishes in many, many ways for years. If you look at their numbers for centuries, we could say together, adding it all up. So we're very grateful, sisters, and Father Brady representing the men religious. I don't see any others. But to each one of you, thank you for your presence in the diocese, your service, and above all, your love for God and for each other. My sisters and brothers, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. A prophet to the nations, I appointed you. And do you gird your loins, stand up and tell them all that I command you. Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. But I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. But when I became a man, I put aside childish things. At present, we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially. Then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, They were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Your sisters, Father Brady, and all of those who may be watching on streaming or television who are in consecrated life, I know the whole church is grateful to you for your witness of total dedication to the Lord and to His church. So we stand with you today in solidarity with that great gratitude to each one of you. Yesterday I was in Alice and had the second talk, which I've been doing in preparation for our Eucharistic Congress in June. The first one was here and the second one was yesterday, trying to relate the Word of God to the Eucharist, two tables, the table of the Lord's Word and the table of His sacrifice at the Eucharist on Calvary. How do those come together? And so we spent time in listening to a talk and then beautiful sharing at the tables. The principal beginning of all of our Christian lives, and I mentioned this yesterday, is what Pope Benedict wrote in his first encyclical letter on Deus Caritas Est, God is love. He said the beginning of the Christian life is accepting the fact that God loves me. It might be good just for a moment to bow our heads and say that to ourselves. God loves me. And the Christian life develops from that seed that God loves me with a continual encounter with Jesus Christ. Christianity, our faith, is an encounter with a person of Jesus Christ. We hear in the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Jeremiah today, where Jeremiah professes that hearing God in his own life, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. These delicate things of a relationship with God escape us so often as we get carried on and busy about the things of the world and our life and our occupations, our children, our families. So many things distract us, but we need to stop, and that's why we come to listen to God's Word. This was not only said to Jeremiah, but to each one of us. Before I formed you in the womb of your mother, I, God, knew you. We are present in the mind and the heart of God today, right now. And that's why the Father sent His Son to do that ultimate act of love for us, to bring His love, His message, His desire for us more closely to each one of us. Who I am, I might be able to write down a few things. but it would be a short list. And it would not be a complete list. Who am I? Because once we learn that we are journeying with God, we really don't know, because we're not there yet. Even St. John in the first letter says, who I am, I think I know, but until I see God face to face, I don't know really fully who I am. Which means life is moving forward, always developing according to God's plan. The young man, Jesus of Nazareth, returned home, and as normal, he went into the synagogue of Nazareth on the Lord's Day, on the Sabbath. And as we read last Sunday, he took the book of the prophet, the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, captive, liberty to captives, etc." Today, that gospel continues. And rolling up the scroll, he said to the crowd, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Now, let's look at the crowd. Wow. Did you hear what he just said? Oh my gosh, I've never heard anything like that. Wow. And then one in the crowd said, "Wait a minute, isn't this Joseph's son? Isn't this Mary's kid? He's one of us." Our wise and astute Deacon Mance, before we came out, said that probably the one that got the rumor started was one of Joseph's customers who built a table for the gentleman, and the table fell apart. And he was disgusted. "Isn't this Joseph's kid, the one that built my table that fell apart?" The human side of life. But what they were really looking for, and sometimes this happens to us, they were looking for what happened in Capernaum and all over Galilee. And that was that Jesus cured people. He raised the dead. They were looking for a miracle. They were looking for some outstanding event. And yet he simply read the scriptures and said, "This is now being fulfilled." Sometimes, sisters and brothers, on our journey of life, we get caught in what we perceive to be the truth of life, the truth of myself, and we leave no room for God to intervene. And knowing this to be their thoughts, Jesus reminded them of the prophet Elijah and the prophet Elisha. He told them, if you remember the story in the book of Kings, that Elijah, there were many people during the drought that were in need. But it was to none of these in Israel, the group, the religion, that God sent the prophet Elijah, but to the widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon, outside of Israel. God sometimes does things beyond our expectations and our rules, and God works in many, many and varied ways. And the same was true for the leper Naaman. He was a man of means, he was a man of prestige, but to none of the others, so he took Naaman, was kind of an intelligent man, and he took him down to the river. He said, "Go in and out 7 times. This would be humiliation for many of us. But even though he was who he was, Naaman obeyed the prophet Elisha, and he was cured. Unheard of. And this is what made them mad. What they were expecting to hear and expecting to see, they didn't get. And Jesus told them other stories that were kind of out of the norm, and it kind of riled them up. God works how God wants to work. And each one of us can really fulfill that identity of being a child of God the more nimble we are to allow God to work in our lives, to not set so many boundaries in our own life, so many rules, even for ourselves. Let's not even think about others. that we cannot see the simple working of God. You see, to hear God, it takes humility and it takes courage. Humility and courage. Even today, think of yourself. Did you come here to hear something? Did you come here, or I come here, thinking I'm just going to pray to God? We come here to listen, to receive. This is God's time on the Sabbath, on Sundays, to speak to us. God's time to offer himself to us. And our response, after we've heard, is to pray and to adore. St. Paul presents the beautiful hymn of charity today. Having known Jesus through an encounter, having heard the apostles and joining them in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, he made a hierarchy of values that sustains the church today. For St. Paul, it's not how much prophecy I have. It's not how much knowledge or books I've read. It's not about having such faith as to move mountains. It's not about giving away everything that I own, even in religious life. In all of those things, they are secondary to charity. Yes, love, because God is love. And what is love? Love is patient. It's kind. It's not jealous. It's not pompous. It's not inflated as an ego. It's not rude. It is not self-seeking of its own interest, but the interest of others. It's not quick-tempered. It doesn't brood and get mad over injuries. And it does not rejoice over other people's wrongdoings. These are characteristics of what love is. And love is therefore heroic. It's simple, but it is heroic. I want to conclude with an experience from yesterday. And I know some of you were there and you remember this very well. At my table, there was an elderly deacon, and I say it because he got up and told the story himself. But I think it's worth hearing for our own edification. I know it helped me. His wife has dementia. And he said that at night they sit there and he's reading his breviary. And his wife, who again has dementia, says, "Let's go to bed." And he said, "I used to get so angry. I'd look up and say, 'I'm praying. I'll be there in a minute.'" Have you ever done that before? And with kind of a trembling voice, he said, "I've learned now that when she says that, I get up and I embrace her with a hug because I love her." Can we do the same? Now we would like to acknowledge the sisters who are celebrating their anniversaries during this year, the jubilarians consecrated life. So if you're present, please stand. Sister Adeline Garcia, 25 years from the Pax Christi Institute. I don't think I see any of them here. Also Sister Angelina Ramirez, 25 years, and Sister Susana Maria Rentiera, also 25 years from the Pax Christi Institute. From the Daughters of Mary, Mother of Mercy, Sister Mary Modesta Obasi, 40 years of consecrated life. And the Sisters of Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, Sister Elizabeth Pathipalambi, are you here? And then the Sisters of the Incarnate Word and Blessed Sacrament, Sister Dorothy Enheiser, Sister Martha O'Gara, Sister Mary Ella Hickman, 50 years of consecrated life. And Sister Marilyn Springs, 25 years of consecrated life. To each one of you, again, thank you and congratulations on your years of dedicated life. Today, as we celebrate the World Day of Consecrated Life, we take the opportunity to recognize, as we have just done, those who are celebrating their jubilees. This year, we acknowledge each one of you with gratitude for your gift of yourselves. My sisters, you have committed yourself to the Lord through the professing of the evangelical councils of celibate chastity, poverty, and obedience. On behalf of His church, I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your years of dedicated service. In the presence of this assembly now, I invite you to renew your commitment, each one of you, to follow Christ in consecrated life. And I invite those who share in consecrated life with the jubilarians to now stand and renew their commitment to serving the Lord and His people in their vocation. If you would please me. We have heard the renewal and commitment of our sisters and brothers to their consecrated life. Let us assure them of our continued prayers and support. We, the Church of Corpus Christi, thank God for the witness and service given us by the women and men. We will continue to support them and share with them and their fears, the joys and the challenges of our life together in Christ. Let us pray. Loving God, you have invited these women and men to a life of public service in and to your church. May they continue to bear witness to the great grace of their vocation, persevering in a life of prayer and service. And may you fulfill in them the hundredfold promise to those who give up all for the sake of the gospel. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, thank yous and congratulations to each one of the sisters and Father Brady and all the priests and religious. We profess now our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, light from God, light from light, true God from true God, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us address now our prayers to God, who formed us in the womb and knew us from the very beginning.
For the church, that we may be strengthened in our mission to spread the good news, finding in the Lord refuge and protection, we pray to the Lord. For our leaders, that they may courageously uphold the dignity of all human life, especially those who are marginalized by our society, we pray to the Lord. For teachers, administrators, and staffs of Catholic schools, that they may be blessed in handing down Christian values to the young ones in their care, we pray to the Lord. For our families, that the virtue of Christian love may increase our patience, our kindness, and our mercy as we work to settle disagreements and conflicts, we pray to the Lord. That God may extend his healing hand upon all those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord. Let us also pray for all those in religious and consecrated life who have dedicated themselves to serve God's holy church. Let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Victor Guajardo, Delia Solis, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, and for special birthday intentions of Mark Banda, we pray to the Lord. Now, my friends, let us add all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
God, our Father, you are love. Fix in our hearts mercy and compassion and a tenderness to all those in need. Grant this and the prayers we make today through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord. Amen.
Oh,
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
O Lord, we bring to your altar these offerings of our service. Be pleased to receive them, we pray, and transform them into the sacrament of our redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat from it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and William Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.